Welcome back to Northwestern Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We're broadcasting from the back deck of Wallowa Lake Lodge. It looks like a national park lodge, and the setting certainly looks like you're in a national park. We've got all this beautiful green space in front of us. We've got ponderosa pine, and then we've got 5 mile long Wallowa Lake. It's just gorgeous here. And with us to tell you more about it is Jerry Riggs and Ellen Bishop. Ladies, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Jerry, you're the general manager here. So let's start off with exactly what folks are going to find here. What's available here in terms of rooms, accommodations, and more at Wallowa Lake Lodge?
Well, they're here because, as you exactly said, it's like being in a state park. That's the reason people come here. They've been coming here all their life, many of them. They're bringing their children. Their generations have been here. This is full service, so we've got 21 rooms and 8 cabins, so 30 units altogether. Full service, breakfast and dinner, lunches to go, group space. So there's a lot of reasons people come here, mostly for the environment.
Oh, absolutely. And again, folks, I can't say enough. In the background, you might hear the breeze blowing. You might hear the brook that's right beside us flowing into the lake. It really is a gorgeous place to make a base camp as you explore not just the lake, but the Eagle Cap Wilderness that's right behind us as well. Ellen, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about the history of this lodge, because it's pretty darn interesting.
It really is, John. We are a lodge that was built in 1923 initially from trees that were cut on this property and milled right here. And the lodge has always been in local ownership. It's a place that people from Wallowa County have come to recreate, to enjoy life at the lake. And it's a place that was put up for auction by its owner in 2014. Local investors looked at the auction brochure and said, you know, we don't want to have that kind of development, which might have included 80 or more condominiums or 40 trophy homes. We wanted to preserve this place as natural as possible, and consequently, local investors got together, worked with the owner, and were able to raise the funds to purchase it for $2.5 million. Along with that, let me also add that the Nez Perce tribe is involved in terms of purchasing a conservation easement here to ensure that this property retains its ecological integrity throughout time.
Well, thank goodness you were able to save this place, because it would be heartbreaking to see this as a condominium develop. It would, folks, it would absolutely wreck the whole neighborhood, and I mean that. And let's talk a little bit about the lodge again, Jerry. I remember reading years back, there was an article about best national park lodges. And even though we're not in a national park, this place was mentioned in it. And I think it's because of, number one, it just has that look to it, but the rooms, they're simple. And, you know, you're encouraged not to spend time in your rooms, but to go outside. Do they even have televisions in them?
Nope. No televisions.
And that's a good thing.
For
that reason.
Yes.
And what are some of the other things that you don't have that folks might be used to that's going to encourage them to go outside and enjoy nature instead?
Well, we don't have those annoying devices called telephones, although most people have cell phones, so if they need to reach us, they can. Well, we do and we don't have wireless. We have wireless. It's spotty in the and definitely in the lobby we have wireless. So it's available if you want it, but, you know, people don't come to us and say, we want it here now. They say exactly the opposite. Thank you. You know, we like that you don't have that. We love being here. It's like being in a national park, as we keep coming back to. And we have no intention at this time to change that.
Ellen, what else would you like to add?
Well, I'd like to add that this is probably the only lodge where you can sit on the lawn and watch bald eagles feeding their young and have golden eagles fly over the top of you. So it's a pristine, beautiful, natural setting.
It really is, folks. And again, you could spend hours just here on the back deck soaking it all in. If the weather's not that great, there's a beautiful area inside right off the lobby, and there's a fireplace there that you can enjoy. And you've got a great restaurant. We just had breakfast. It was fantastic. Tell our folks about the chefs that you have here and the food that you have here.
Well, we have two chefs, and they're both local gentlemen, Norm Sen and Ron Meyer. We're very proud of both of them and excited to have them here. And the intent this year is to celebrate the local products, local eggs, local beef, local pork, local chicken. And we intend on doing that. So those that have an opportunity to be here and eat here will see that we're following that to the T.
And something you're known for, Marion Barry pancakes in particular.
Marion Barry pancakes, cobblers, fresh-made cobblers, fresh-making our own pastries, probably for the first time in a long time. And weather permitting, we will soon have our outdoor patio seating here, and we will be able to serve outdoors. And again, you know, the food is wonderful, the wine is great, and the view is unsurpassed.
And folks, you know you are at an outdoorsy place when you can order pan-fried trout for breakfast, and that's something that you can do right here. Let's go ahead and talk about one other thing, Jerry, and that's the fact that, yes, I know, during the summer months, you have lots of couples that are here in the lodge, you have lots of families that are in the cabins, but I look at this place, and I think to myself, this is a great venue to host events. In fact, you've got the Nature Conservancy here right now. This seems ideal for groups of what, up to 50 people or so?
Yes, 50. We've even done up to 100. It's a little challenging when you get to that number, but we have a Portland Garden Club coming in soon. We're hosting weddings, and can you imagine a better place than to have your wedding outdoors here? And even in the winter, having it indoors by the fireplace, more intimate settings. So, you know, it's appealing to those that want to host events here. Locals host events here, not locals host events here, and family events, family reunions, and so forth. So, you know, it's a wonderful place to be.
And when folks come here, Ellen, I mean, the great thing about being here at the south end of Wallowa Lake is all the outdoor recreation available. And it starts literally just like 100 yards away, maybe 200 yards away, at the state park. You've got the marina right there where you can rent boats, you can launch your own boat. And right behind you, you've got the Eagle Cap Wilderness. And oh, yes, there's that tramway we've talked about in the show, too. I'm just guessing tons of people come here and just go nonstop playing outside.
Yeah, exactly. And we have, you know, the Eagle Cap Wilderness within walking distance here. We have the tramway within walking distance. And if you're not interested in going for long distances or even, you know, doing the tramway, there are beautiful nature walks on the 10-acre grounds that we have here. We have old-growth trees. And in fact, a local museum called Wallowology sponsors nature hikes around the lodge property in order to help people understand the difference between different kinds of trees and to find wildflowers and mushrooms and all kinds of other things. So you can have paradise right here at your back door. You don't even need to hike into the Eagle Cap.
And one thing about being here at the south end of Wallowa Lake is the wildlife comes to you. Mule deer are pretty common here on the lawn, aren't they?
They're very common, and in fact, they've been known to just sleep under the porch during the day, and occasionally one or two of them wander into the lodge lobby. I don't think they've ever ordered anything in the restaurant, but that could be coming up.
We have got to go, but folks, as you can tell, if you are looking for a wonderful place to spend time, whether it be this spring, this summer, this fall, or even this winter, consider a trip to Wallowa Lake Lodge. It is a breathtaking property. It's going to be a fantastic experience. What's a website where folks can find out more, Jerry?
WallowaLakeLodge.com.
That's WallowaLakeLodge.com. That's WallowaLowa LakeLodge.com. That's WallowaLakeLodge.com. Look it up now. Make your reservations because they are going really fast for this summer. Jerry, Ellen, thanks so much for sharing this on Northwestern Outdoors Radio.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, this has been a pleasure. Thanks.